So let's go, boomers. Yeah. Join the Discord. Let's get going. Yep. Join the clan. Yep. You know? Yep. No,
come on, do it now. Do it. What's wrong with these people? Why aren't they joining? Stupid boomers.
You too can buy $100 gun.
Come on, do it.
Shoot rockets.
And grenades, because sometimes you want to be erased. This is crazy.
Guys, we're back. Bad cuz dad, we're live. I know it's been a little while, but you know, we've been playing other games. The game we're going to talk about today, obviously we'll get into it. You can probably already tell from the title. But look, I know we cover, most of you guys come here for Ashes of Creation or maybe some Guild Wars 2, some MMO stuff. But hey, Ashes isn't coming out for like 2 to 5 years, right? So we got to do something else in the meantime.
Got to mix it up a little.
Exactly. And really, the reason why we're even playing this game is kind of James's fault. So we had to bring him back. Last time he was on talking about Ashes, he brought up Destiny 2. That was his main game he was playing, right? And, you know, he mentioned it. I hadn't played in a long time since probably year one. Like, I did play Destiny 1 pretty casually, but I played Destiny 1. I forget if it was Forsaken, maybe, whatever the beginning. I played like before the armor mod changes, before when weapons only dropped with set perks. So I was kind of, you know, James made it sound pretty cool, I got to admit. So I was like, hey, maybe it's worth checking out. And so that's what I did. And I got to tell you the truth, I've been having a lot of fun. I've already finished the battle pass like two weeks ago.
That's why there is no videos that's been out, essentially.
You have no idea. When I started playing Destiny, I'm like, I don't even have time to make videos. I just want to play this game, right? That's the weird thing about being a content creator. So, but I've liked it. James, welcome back, man. And I'm assuming you still been on your Destiny 2 grind?
I have been. I've been playing Destiny 2 in between my 60-hour work weeks, and so I know it's been crazy. Just been logging on and just having a great time doing this new build with Ark, and I've only been playing my Titan. Usually, every single season, I play all three characters, but I don't know. I can't get away from the Titan. It's just too awesome. So,
Thunder Crash, baby.
Oh man, it's great. That's like you're like Thor. You're just sitting there flying. Ugh. Like, oh, I fell off the cliff. Someone knocked me off, and I'll use my super and fly back. And they're just like, oh, not today.
Well, it is weird, or not weird. It's unique how they do the seasons, where it looks like when they've been introducing these new 3.0 versions of all the builds.
Oh man!
Right now it's obviously Ark 3.0, and so I can see why a lot of people are playing that. Why I'm getting killed by Dune Marchers from 20 feet away, you know what I mean? By Ark Titans and stuff. And so, unfortunately, I really like to play Void, so I'm not that into the Hunter Ark 3.0. I think, I don't know. I'm kind of sad I missed out on the Void 3.0 when it was here. But either way, it's still been a lot of fun. Scott, what about you? Have you, the gamer who doesn't play games, have you been playing Destiny 2?
Yeah, we've played a couple times, but it's pretty hit or miss with our schedules.
Yeah.
When it comes to classes here, I got to admit, Destiny is one of those games that the first time I got into it, I was really overwhelmed by it. I didn't play Destiny 1, and then I got in, I think, Shadowkeep, and it was a lot. The game is kind of overwhelming at first if you don't really know what's going on. And the other problem is that all these classes are so freaking cool, man. Like, they all have something awesome about them. And it's probably, like, I'm just happy there's only three, because I'd be in a really huge bind if there were more. Like, other games you'll get into and you'll think, I like that class. That fits me. That's what I want to play. But all of these are just so, they just call out to you. And I'm pretty much, I've played them all just to kind of try them out, figure out what I mesh with. And right now I'm kind of on, I like the Titan too, James.
I'm with you.
I like the Titan. There's something about Thunder Crash. There's something about the cap shield, the Captain America's shield, hammers. It's like, it's basically you're an Avenger kind of rolled into one. That's just what it is. But I do enjoy the Warlock. I love the lore about it. we'll talk about the expansion, but it looks awesome in the expansion. So I don't know, man. Right now, I don't play that much, but I do enjoy the Titan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am a stompy boy hunter only, run around, go fast, jump high. You know, and I've heard the memes, you know, the people in PvP, they don't like the stompies, the stompy hunter guys. But I don't know. It's just, it's cool. I love playing that play style, just going fast. Like I said, I like the void. I like the, you know, invisibility dodge. Like, I don't know. It's super cool to me. And me and Scott talked about this when we were trying to figure out what to play. And he even dabbled in Hunter a little bit because it is fun. But for me, the Hunter, like, minute-to-minute gameplay is just so strong. Like, it's really fun to use the class ability and, you know, smoke bomb, all those kind of things. But the supers are lacking. So that's why I can see people love Titan, because the supers are just so fun, like super OP.
Oh, yeah.
And so it didn't quite hook me, but I understand why people like the Titan a lot. I've never played Warlock, so I don't really know much about that. And I don't know. I hate when I get frozen by the stasis Warlock, whatever that thing
the
is.
The Titan is like, the Titan's like, no, you're talking about the little staff, the little freezy staff thing that Warlocks have.
I hate all stasis stuff. I hate being frozen. Yeah.
Now, the Titan, it's like, to me, it reminds me of Master Chief. And when you're playing a Bungie game, it's like, it's just so well done. The armor, the abilities, it just, any weapon fits with it. If I was playing Hunter, I felt like if I was using a machine gun, it felt kind of odd. Like, I'm supposed to be this agile guy, but carry around this huge machine gun, and I don't know, just something about it. It feels like Chief, and it kind of reminds me of little 16-year-old me playing Halo for the first time. So, I understand the love for the Titan now.
Yeah, I know, James. Yeah. I know you're a big Halo player back in the day. Is that kind of what got you into Destiny in the first place, or?
Yeah, I think the thing that really got me into it is when I played PvP, it felt just like Halo 3 again. The PvP is so dialed in, and the guns just feel so great. I think that's really what drew me in, is just having that ability to be like, this feels like Halo 3, and the battle feels so fluid, and the matchmaking actually works, because a lot of games, they fall short on matchmaking now, and that's where I think that's like the most important part of PvP, is being able to get in, get into a match, and then jump out and have it feel good. So, yeah, I think that's what really drew me in.
Yeah, I'm the same. When I played back in the day, it obviously Bungie, you know, they just know how to make gunplay feel good, you know. And so even back then when I played D1 or whatever, just the guns are so good. And one thing that really, I don't understand how they do it, right? They have just a handful of gun archetypes. It's not like there's like an unlimited amount, but somehow every gun feels different. I don't understand how they do it. It's like so weird that two pulse rifles, you know, two dad rifles from the same archetype feel totally different. And so I don't know. That's just so cool. They nail it. And
it's the small nuances, the sounds. Yeah. Even the reload animations for some of them, they have their own unique. Even then, and you look at some of the hand cannons, like the hip fire ones, they fire like a cowboy with the, you know, hitting the hammer in the back. So they all have their own kind of unique aesthetic and feel to it. And it keeps it fresh, and it's super unique.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And
I think, go ahead.
No, you go.
All right, so I actually used to work on PlanetSide too, and they brought in this like expert from what was the old game back in the day that everyone would play, the FPS that everyone played?
Counter-Strike.
Yeah. So they brought in like some Counter-Strike guru that like played on that when I was working on PlanetSide too, because the guns just didn't feel right, and they could never get the guns to feel right in that game. And like, you imagine like on PlanetSide 2 when you're across the map from someone else and you snipe them and it just doesn't feel right. And then you look at like, you know, I revert back to like Blood Gulch from Halo 1. You're just like, you snipe someone, it feels great. You use the hand, the sidearm, it feels like everything just felt fluid, and they can never really get it right, I felt like, on PlanetSide 2. So seeing the different gunplay and everything, it makes a huge difference in how you play the game. And I think it's really important.
It's that feedback that you get from the game.
Because
you can't feel it in a tactile way, but when it's so crisp like that and has a uniqueness, you do get this feedback to some degree, and that definitely improves the experience.
You know, and that translates. We even talk about that about MMOs, right, all the time.
Yeah.
But even MMO combat, you're like, sometimes you just say it just doesn't feel good, and you're like, I don't know what exactly that means, but you just know it when you know abilities are connecting or animations just feel grounded, you know, or whatever. What I was gonna bring up is, so I haven't actually, you know, I played Destiny 2 at launch. Like I said, it was pretty much a totally different game back when I played it. Like I said, all the weapons dropped with fixed perks. You know, you didn't have this new armor or mod system, whatever they have going on now. You know, that was not the case. And so when I came back, what really drew me in is that it actually is playing more like an MMO now than I think it ever has. And I think that was always my thing before, as a, you know, mainly a PvPer, but I would just play, you know, when Destiny 2 launched, I'd play for a while and then I'd kind of get bored of PvP and then I'd look around and I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't want to do any more Vanguard bounties. I'm kind of over. Did the Nightfall. You know what I mean? And so I didn't have a big raid group either, so I didn't do a ton of raids. I think it was before they had the like the raid carry system. I forget what it's called.
The guided, I think it is.
Something like that.
Games or something.
Yep. And so I was treating it more like a shooter back then, right? Instead of a MMO. And obviously, MMOs are my main games. Those are the games I love, that I like to put my time into it, grow my character, acquire, you know, all the stuff you can do, PvP. And so when I came back, you know, first of all, I wanted to jump back in to see the new guns and, you know, new exotics, because that's always cool for a little while. But the more I've been playing, I'm just like, you're right, there's so much more to do now. There's so many quality of life things that are more MMO-like. I don't know. It's just stuck with me, and I'm enjoying it. I mean, I don't know what that progress has looked like over time, James. Is that something you like really noticed at a certain point, or it's just been a gradual thing?
Yeah, I think it was Beyond Light when they brought back Stasis, or they brought Stasis, and they started introducing the 3.0 classes. They realized that something had happened with their classes that they felt generic, and so they kind of added that, you know, mod ability to where you can start modding your class and have like really good synergies. Because look back to Diablo 2, like you have your firewall, you have all these different types of like very intricate builds that's focused around like a weapon. So you take an exotic and you focus your whole build around that exotic. And so they've now broken this into these different types of synergies. And there's this guy that I follow all the time that's called Plunder the Booty, I guess, on Discord.
Yeah.
And he makes these YouTube videos. And oh my gosh, like this guy, he like will make these builds that can solo masters. And so I've actually been soloing Master Nightfalls on my Titan. Whoa. And there's just so much you can really do now on the game just based on the synergies. So it's come a far way, and it just feels so unique, like you're talking about. Like it feels like a real MMO now.
Hmm. Yeah. One thing for me, Scott, that stuck out too is I feel like this seasonal model that they have going on right now, granted, they've been doing this for a little while, so maybe it's getting stale to veteran players. I'm not really sure. But to me, having the Season of Plunder, I'm like, this seems like a really good model that other MMOs should have. Like, it's a way to introduce new content. I think we were talking before, James, when you're on the podcast last time about it lasts for like around 100 days or something like that, maybe 3 to 4 months. And it's just a perfect, you know, new content, a new six-man activity, right, to do with the Catch Crash. And I know you have the adventures or something too.
Yeah.
Our expeditions, I can't remember what they're called, but it's just a cool side content with its own side story. I know they're kind of drip feeding the like cutscenes as you collect the relics for it and stuff, but the story seems really cool that goes with it. And I mean, I gotta admit, like I said, I completed the battle pass like a week or two ago, so I kind of went pretty hard on it, but I just think that's great. I think all MMOs should have this. Like, in your downtime between major patches or expansions, like a couple of these seasons, I don't know. It just seems like it makes too much sense. I don't know, Scott, have you been doing a lot of the seasonal content that's in the game right now?
I have, yeah. I've been doing the seasonal content, and I just like that no matter what you're doing, you're working on the season pass, you're progressing through it. And yeah. I think the cool thing about that is, especially when you're playing like an MMO type game, at least for me, I want my time invested to have rewards for that. And like I put in totally. This time, which I don't have much of to play, so I want something to come from that. So yeah, anytime you're doing something and you feel like you're at least working towards it, that's the kind of investment that I want in a game.
Yeah.
You bring up an interesting point, right? Because Destiny's like such a merger of the looter shooter and MMO. It's mm-hmm. way easier to pick up and put down than other MMOs, right? And yeah. that's oh, a yeah. big thing for, I'm assuming, all of us guys in our stage in life.
Yeah, with children.
100%. Mm. Yep.
That want to take up all children. Of our time. Bastards.
And so, yeah, if you just have an hour to play, you're like, look, this weekend, like I was saying, I did tons of Trials of Osiris, you know, even though I lost like 90% of my games. But I had a goal. There was something I was chasing. I wanted the sidearm. I wanted to get something, and there was a light at the end of the tunnel that I could reach in a decent amount yeah. of time. You know, and another thing with the Season of Plunder, or just the seasonal model, how they bring out new weapons and armor every time. It's like such yeah. cool stuff mm-hmm. to chase, you know, and now with the weapon crafting system, like I just need yeah. one more blood feud. I got to get it, right? And then I'll be able to craft or whatever. And so there's just some cool stuff to chase. But James, I'm curious, now that you've played like multiple seasons, is it, because I saw there's a guy, sometimes that I'll watch videos, True Vanguard, he brought up yeah. a topic that maybe the seasonal model is getting a little repetitive in one of his videos. Like it's always this armor, weapons, always a six man, maybe they need to spice it up. But what do you think? Do you feel like it's getting old, or are you still into it?
I don't know if it's because of the amount of time I could dedicate to it, but I think there's always something to do. So there's three different characters, obviously. And in that, I've found that there's just a way to beef out all your characters. If you don't have all the exotics, you can start doing those legendary missions like the solo Lost Sectors, where you can actually focus on getting the rest of your legendary like exotics for that specific slot. So let's say you're missing a headpiece on a Titan. Every week they recycle some Lost Sector where you can just focus on headpieces if you're doing on the legendary difficulty.
It's
crazy. So if you're missing anything, you can go to these Lost Sectors, you complete it once, and then it'll give you the legendary version of that Lost Sector. And then if you farm that, you can actually get whatever slot you're looking for, and you can round out your whole character. Like there's so That's much cool. to do that even if you have everything, like you can never finish every single weekly task in 1 week. Like whether it's the Nightfalls, whether it's the regular strikes, whether it's the raid, what's that, the Wellspring, like all that stuff on Savathun, like there's so much to do. So if people are getting stale, that means that they're just focused on one thing and they're not doing everything.
Well, and obviously I don't want to, that's a mm-hmm. unique case too. Like some of these streamers, content guys play the game like 24 hours a day. So
correct.
Their perspective is different than a regular players like ours to an extent. So I don't want to read too much into it. I was curious about your take on that. I just feel like the seasonal model is great. I wish That's other beautiful. Games would do it. And so, yeah, I'm on board. All right. We've been singing Destiny 2's praises, but I got to say, not everything has been perfect since returning, right? They've come a long way, but I still think they have a long way to go. Have you felt any like pain points, Scott, when you were jumping back in? Because I know, like you said, you played even more recently than me. So has it been hard to get into it this time around or no?
It's not hard as it is just trying to kind of get your bearings together once you get back in it. I was never super into the game when I first started playing it. So I was never min-maxing mods, chasing certain gear points. I was just kind of having fun and just kind of learning as I went, but I never went that far. As far as just a drawback, the game itself is great. The support by the dev team is great. The only downside to me is just the cost of a lot of it. And especially for new players and even returning players, like there are what, 5 expansions deep now, I think. So if you're coming back, you've missed all that. You either got to buy it. Beyond Light, the one I missed, was, I think it's back up to $30 now, and there's a subclass locked behind it. The newest one coming out is, I think, $50 right now, which I think is pretty high for just an expansion. And I've said before in some of our videos, like I don't mind paying what I think something's worth if it's good quality stuff. I don't mind paying it, but if you haven't been here this whole journey, it's kind of a lot that you're going to be dishing out. And if you're like James and you're going to spend $100 on the collector's edition just to get an assault rifle here,
pay to win alert.
And then you're dealing with a whole other monster right there.
You know what? I am on the same page as you. I remember back when I first started playing Destiny, or maybe it was even still in Destiny 1. I don't remember. I remember trying to get friends to play with me and then trying to explain all the stuff you had to buy. And they're like, I have to spend $120 before I know if I even like this game. They're like, I'm not doing that. You know, I'm like, okay, that sucks, you know? And even coming back now, I was like, okay, what's the most recent campaign? I was like, okay, I gotta get Witch Queen. Then I'm like, oh wait, I can get the Halo battle rifle from the 30th anniversary. I'm like, okay,
which
I guess
you
talked
me into also buying.
Yes.
Well, and I don't even want to use awesome. That weapon.
You don't, it's like so the great. VXR? Oh, I love it. It's so good.
It's really good.
I grinded for the Magnum too. I forget what it's called. Forerunner. That one's awesome too.
Yes. Oh, that is amazing.
I think they missed the boat on the sword personally, but it's all right. You know, 2 out of 3 is not bad. But I bought that. I bought something else. I bought some other stuff and I was like, did I even need to buy that? Was this, luckily there's like a half off sale when we jump back in. So I know I got some stuff cheaper than normal, but at the same time I was like, I don't even know. And if I wanted to get other people to play, I wouldn't even know how to describe it to them. Like, I guess maybe James, like you mentioned earlier, maybe I'd find a YouTube video that tried to explain it, but if you have to go to that length to figure out what to buy, then something is wrong. You know what I mean? And that's a weak point. I don't know. Do you run across that from time to time, James, if you're trying to get someone into the game, or do you not feel it since you've just been playing for a long time?
No, I got my 10-year-old to play, and my daughter plays as well. We all play on Stadia, and Stadia is... Well, they play on Stadia.
Ouch.
Yeah. Just found out like a couple days ago that Stadia is going away in January. But they're going to refund a bunch of stuff, like hardware-wise. But it's cross-platform, which is huge. So my kid has it on Stadia. My other one has it on Stadia. So now we're going to have to migrate to Steam. I think I'm going to buy the whole game again, unfortunately, for my kid. Oh. And so that's obviously frustrating. And I think... the biggest weak point of Destiny is the third-party apps. So getting looking for a group. You can't just look for a group inside the game. You have to use a third-party Discord, which Destiny has an amazing community on Discord. They have a huge Discord channel. But I don't want to sit there and like beg for help through another app. Like, you should be able to be like, I want this thing in the game. I want this matchmaking in the game. And for PvP, it's great. But as soon as you do it in game, they have these issues to where like you can't just match up inside of the game. And I think that's where games fall short. And I think the other thing is what I heard in Lightfall is they're going to have some type of loadout thing. And that's a third party app too. And these third party apps are incredible for what they do, but I like staying in the game. I don't want to have to go to my second monitor. I want to be able to be in the game and just have everything I need inside the game and not have to worry about third-party apps. So I think that's what they could really work on. And I know they're trying to integrate that stuff, but it has to be... And we're talking like... How long has the game been out now? Like 6 or 7 years now?
Yeah.
Like they have to have this stuff in the game at this point, and you know, to make sure people are staying in their game.
It's just that quality of life stuff that we're all looking for now these days.
Yeah, I had no idea this loadout app even existed, you know, and I'm like, this is, it makes so much sense. So you're right. Like, why is this not in a game that has like what, three or four subclasses now that, you know, with totally different builds for PvE, multiple builds for PvP, like all this mods to keep up with now.
Certain builds around just a singular exotic even.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. And so that is true. Well, let me just ask this. Why do they not just have a sub fee? Like a monthly sub fee? That's what traditional MMOs have. Is that like the answer? Would that make it way easier? I mean, you're probably spending as much as you would on a sub fee once you buy the expansion and all the, season passes that come with it. I mean, you're paying $150 a year on the game anyway.
I'm just throwing money at them.
So why not just collect that?
They could take it. Sub fee?
Clearly, he just bought a $100 gun.
For example, I'll just bring up an example of like Star Wars Old Republic. I know it's an older MMO, but I still play it. When you sub to the game, you get every expansion that's come out just by subbing while you're subbing. You can play all of it. Like, doesn't that just make too much sense to be like, oh, you've subbed? Well, you can go play Witch Queen. You can go play Beyond Light. Yeah. You can have access to all the subclasses instead of
gamers are stubborn, man. When you change the model, like something they're used to, they might, even though it's objectively better, they might view it differently. So I don't know. I'm not a bigwig corporate guy here, but I'm sure it has to do something with consumer psychology to some degree. So I wouldn't be surprised if that happened down the road, but I also don't expect it at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to like roast Bungie. I mean, they're like, they transitioned from a shooter company to making like a shooter plus or looter shooter.
The best looter shooter.
So I think there's been growing pains of trying to figure out how to do that better. And we've just got done talking about, they're making progress and steps to make it better. But I think they came in, which even if I'm wrong, James, maybe you can remember, Halo 2 was like the first game that started doing DLCs, right? Like you got the map packs. I remember going to buy a hard disk CD from GameStop with maps on it, you know? So it's almost like they're still doing that model, but they need to catch up, you know, to the MMO model in a way. So, you know, I don't know if they're like being malicious and, you know, like diabolical, collect all the money. Maybe they just haven't figured it all out yet. But it would definitely make it easier.
It's better than Blizzard.
Better than
it's like they're gonna resell Blizzard. Destiny 1 and be like, hey, we're gonna resell every single expansion of Destiny 1 and make you pay for it. Like, you know, they're figuring it out.
For sure.
Unreal.
So, but anyway, I don't know. I think all of our friends are kind of playing now, so maybe hopefully we're past that.
What about new players though? Like how do you think new players would, what if somebody's watching this right now that is like, I've been eyeing it for a while and I just kind of don't know what to do.
Like what would we recommend to them after, now that we've gone through the thing? Or
I mean, recommend what should they really be expecting coming into this game, and just kind of everything that comes along with being a new player in an established game.
Yeah.
Well, I know when I logged back in, I was confused. I mean, I looked at the map and I saw all the yellow glowing stars and I'm like, okay, do I need to do all of those? Like I saw back when I played, I think it was only called powerful gear. And so now I saw, oh wait, there's pinnacle gear. Pinnacle, like what is the difference?
And tier and-
right. Mm-hmm. I was like, I have no idea where I should even go. I'm like, I kind of just want to play PvP. Can I level my light level up by just doing that? You know? And so, to your point, Scott, it's pretty crazy if you jump in and you don't know anything about Destiny, you know, and how it operates. And I don't even know where I would point someone to get the best idea, you know?
Yeah. Honestly, just experiencing the story is good.
Oh, it's great.
And it's, the base game is free. So it's like, if you just want to kind of relive that Halo campaign, it's very, very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, Witch Queen. Did you guys like Witch Queen? Was it?
Oh, I loved it. That was, yes, it was difficult. The option to do a legendary or the master story mission, like, and you get this, yeah, huge reward of 2 chests, and it was just, it felt great. The story flowed really well.
I, you know, you bringing that up, I've been playing the story with Mikey, who's been on a couple of our vids here, my brother-in-law, and we've been playing the legendary story of Witch Queen and giggity, and it was, we've been having a good time. It seriously reminded me of playing the original Halo with my best, yeah, friend, and we've just been having so much fun getting our asses kicked and just experiencing the story and just having it feels like an old school co-op couch game, yeah, you know. Well, and that's just been a fun experience.
Did they not have the hard mode before Witch Queen, James, or is that like new?
No, I don't think they did. They didn't add it in the story mode. It just, okay, it adds a whole new facet to the game. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. Savathun, that last boss,
it's hard,
man. It's like four tiers, like four phases. Yeah. And the first time I did it, I'm like, if I had a controller, I'd probably throw it.
yeah, for real.
I don't know. I just did it on normal. I ain't got time for that.
Yeah. Oh, you get all these extra bonuses if you do it on legendary, yep, though. Like, it was worth it.
It's totally worth it. And it's fun. I like the challenge. And what's weird about this is, for me, I'm normally not into PvE when it comes to these type of games. But as I'm getting older, as my time's getting more limited, I'm really bad at PvP now in any game just because I don't have the time to dedicate to it. And this is a game that I genuinely enjoy PvE far more than the PvP. It's just, yeah, it's just fun. It's captivating. And as we talked about, the guns, the class abilities, the class synergies, all the different types of build you can do, it's just fun. And yeah, to me, at this stage in my life, I want to play a game to have fun. I don't want it to feel like a job. I don't want to get angry. Just want to have basic fun again.
I think the best thing for new players to do is understand that Destiny has a cap system. So if you're not up to the maximum light level, or the minimum light level to start maxing out your character, that would be my main focus, is do all those things with the yellow stars on them, but do the thing that you enjoy, because every single week, like I said, you're not going to finish all those yellow stars in 1 week. So if you are, you obviously have no life. So finish those yellow star things and get your maximum cap up, equip the highest level gear, and don't even worry about what gear you get until, right, in this season it's 1570, and your artifact kind of propels you higher than that, and just get that minimum base cap of 1570 and then start like min maxing from then on. But until you get to that cap, yeah, I would say just equip the highest level gear, even if it's blue, green, white, just equip it, and that'd be the best way to get back in the game.
Also, too, enjoy. They give you that starter set.
Yeah.
Plus an exotic right off the bat.
Yep.
Yeah, they gave you, like, what was it, 14...
1540,
mm-hmm, I think. Yeah, yeah, from the seasonal stuff. Yeah, just gave,
yeah,
you,
they're
that
doing
right
better
away
at getting people caught up.
Yeah.
That's true. That was really nice, actually, to get in, because I think of the light level is like 1350. Whatever they sunset, yeah, my old weapons at. I know I have a bunch of old weapons that are capped at,
yeah,
like Recluse and all the cool weapons I used to have.
Some of the Black Armory stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And so having that 1540 gear was, that was super nice.
All that being said, man, the next expansion is right around the corner.
Yeah.
Was, we know, February? James has already pre-ordered.
Yeah.
Yeah, he bought $100 gun.
Awesome. It's great, though. You know, how about $100 experience, Scott?
See, I'm the type of idiot that's going to spend more on, like, a finisher, like, real money, yeah, on, like, a finisher. Just,
oh, because,
yeah. Or a couple outfits or something like that. Not an actual weapon that's going to help me at all. Mm.
Yeah, so speaking of Lightfall, obviously James is pumped for it. Scott, have you seen a lot of stuff as far as Lightfall goes?
No, I haven't. We were talking about it before we started, yeah, recording, and yeah, just looking into it a little bit, it looks like the new subclass is pretty sweet. Cooler than Stasis, in my opinion, so far. But
it's gonna be poison,
something like that. It's all green, and what you said it was Strand or something.
Yes,
yeah, I think
Strand is one of them. It just,
or that's, it looks, just, okay,
looks cool. I think it's just one for one of the characters there.
What's it called though? It's not like they had stasis. What is the new subclass called?
I know the names of the new guys, but I don't actually know what they are calling their
things. I think it's called.
I think you're right, Strand.
Because it said something about like
the classes are the architect, the what is it? Something else?
Dreadrunner.
Tyrant.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna find this. Let's see. Reach into the darkness and do stuff. Pluck the threads of consciousness. Oh my gosh. Mm. Yeah, it says. See, Strandling is on the hunter, but it says master of speed, blah, blah, blah. There we go. Can even twist Strand into sentient creatures. So yeah, I think Strand is a new subclass.
What is that, like a necromancer? Like the warlock something?
It says the architect, it can pretty much make new creatures, but it says it can twist the Strand. So I think the Strand is their new like subclass.
Like the Force?
So, everybody copying Strand? Yeah, exactly. Look at the tachyons. So I mean, the Tyrant looks like he's going to... Pretty much, it says he jumps into battle, so he's going to be probably melee. The hunter finally has, it looks like, some type of ranged dart, like a dart and blade type thing, string and blade. And then the warlock might get this type of necromancer thing. I think it's going to be awesome.
It sounds cool. I mean, they always do a good job with these classes. That's why I bash my head on the wall trying to figure out which one I want to play and put time into. Just so awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I know that it's not till February, but man, I'm having a ton of fun with Destiny. So I'll for sure play Lightfall. I don't know if I will play from here until it comes out, just because there's so many things coming out that I want to play. I say so many. I am interested in checking out Throne and Liberty, right? The Korean MMO that's coming out. Obviously, Dragonflight drops November 28th. They put out a date for that. I'm going to check that out. Those are kind of the only things to me that are kind of in the way of Destiny.
Warzone
2. Yeah, that's true. Warzone. We'll play some of that as well. But I guess the thing is, the only thing about Destiny that I wish, it once you've bought everything, it is easy to jump in and jump out of. So I like that. I just wish the monetization was a little more consumer friendly to leave and return to the game. Like if I could turn off my sub and then turn it back on when I want to jump in and have access to things. And so, but what I can say overall, like I would, if you're a traditional MMO player, if you've played Halo in the past, if you even like shooters, like Destiny is making strides. They're reaching that MMO, status. Yeah. And I think it's a really good companion game. And kind of what you even said, like numbers on Twitch for Destiny have always been strong. Like a lot of people play this game and I feel like their trajectory is actually on the rise. Like it's even.
Yes,
I do too.
Getting better, which is kind of crazy.
I think it's the number one game right now as far as the gun game.
Wow. And so, which it's so sad that Halo is in the state it's in because I really want a Halo to be good. Since Bungie left, kind of, that's just what it is. I don't know, Scott, would you...
There's something for everybody. That's the cool thing.
Yeah.
And like we've talked about before when we were doing our Ashes podcast on just kind of Zen things to do. I mean, just if you don't have much time, even just logging in and doing some dailies is just... It's just fun. It's easy. It's not stressful, and it's just something to do and work towards your season pass. Like I said, every time you log in, no matter what you're doing, you're progressing towards something. And so you feel like your time invested is really worth it. So it's you can play it, you can go as hard as you want on it and be a complete raider and really put in those hours, or you can just do some PvP matches or nightfalls or whatever, even just simple the easy stuff on the Vanguard playlist for your pinnacle gear. Low stress, just some fun, blow some stuff up and then log off for the night. So it's a variety for all types of players. And I think that's what is making it strong right now, is it attracts just all different players from all walks of life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to, and I'll kind of to piggyback on what you're saying, I want to quickly talk about PvP for a second, because that's what I play. don't play tons of PvE, and mainly one of the big reasons is, I think we talked about the loadout thing. Like, I don't want to switch my PvP gear and figure out all the right mods I need and maybe even play a build I don't really like because it's optimized for PvE. But
right.
But just as a PvPer, what's amazing is, like I said, before I came back, all the guns had static rolls on them. And so, you know, after a while, it kind of like, well, how many different guns can I really use? But so, for example, last night I got the, I think it's called Whisper, maybe that's the bow. Messenger, is that sound right? The trial sidearm. And I got this sidearm that I've been grinding for, and it's already probably like 1:30 a.m. You know what I mean? And I finally got it, but then I'm like, okay, I got to try this out in control, right? So I jump in, I play a match, I'm like, oh, that was fun. But then I'm like, oh, wait, but what if I ran it with bad juju, or if I run it with this gun? And so I played like five more matches just switching out all these different guns and loadouts. And I'm like, in PvP games, like if I'm playing Star Wars Old Republic or WoW, you don't have that level of customization in PvP to keep it fresh. Since all the guns are so different, and not only that, since you can get different roles on guns, you kind of have, I don't want to say endless amounts of content, but as a PvPer, you have so much to do. And even when I went to bed, I was like, man, I want to play more. I want to try these guns and this class and this setup. And so I don't know. Is that how you feel about it, James? When you, I mean, it's just, it seems like it's endless, the combinations you can do in casual PvP.
Yeah, I think for me, doing all my loadouts, I'm like, man, this is daunting. And then I found this other app, and they've upgraded their loadouts and everything, the Destiny Item Manager. They call it DIM. You can literally change every single thing you do with your loadout. So you can have a whole loadout, and then you can press a button, say save it. It'll save your mods, the ship you're using, the colors you're using, the different of things, every single aspect of your build, and you can just change it out. And as long as you're in orbit, it'll change out the whole build for you. So you can have a PvP version of Arc, you can have a PvP version of, you know, Solar, and then go to the PvE versions of those, and then switch out little tiny things on there, and it'll all be done for you instantaneously. And so I can't wait.
It's literally a game changer.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
And I'm so close to getting 3 stats to 100. And so,
oh man,
I'm always like, I don't want to change anything because I won't remember how I got that. You know what I mean? Like, I need to go save that somewhere. Cause I have like the Better with Friends Arc mod that gives me plus 20 mobility. And I'm trying to find, there's another one that will give you like plus 20 strength, but Ada hasn't sold it yet since I've been back. So, you know, I don't want to mess anything up. So I'm super paranoid about changing different armors, but that loadout thing would be really nice.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So Scott, what's our next steps for Destiny now that we're kind of into it? What are we wanting to do? As far as Badka's dad,
we want to bring some more players into our clan, man. That's what we want to do. And we talked about this for a while, and now that we're starting to get subs and some viewers and traffic and people that are kind of into this, and hopefully of similar backgrounds of us, in similar situations, parents, old men like we are now, I think it'd be fun to kind of get our Discord up as far as a Bad Cause Dad Discord, and maybe try and increase our clan size and actually get some stuff going.
Yeah. Would be cool, because I've never seen the raids, and there's only a handful of us online, so kind of expanding the community would be super cool. And we, like you said, we've talked about getting a Discord going for a while, just to, you know, if nothing else, just to chat about games. I know, like I said, a lot of the people who watch our channel are into Ashes or Guild Wars, even WoW. Yeah. So just a place to chat about some of that stuff, and maybe even organize for future guilds or clans in some other games that we can do.
I love the small interactions that we've had during some of our live broadcasts when we have one of our Ashes podcasts up. And it's rare these days that you or I or James, Mikey, Spot, whoever is really ever on that much at the same time. And it would be cool to have, like I said, like-minded individuals part of our clan that we could build new friendships with and have activities to do in not only Destiny, but like you said, games going forward. It'd just be fun to expand that and have more individuals like ourselves involved.
So guys, I guess what we're going to do, we're going to work hard to get this Discord up and running. We'll try to leave a invite link in the description. If we get it in this video or the next or whatever, but that's one of our top priorities. So we're going to get that going. And, you could probably just search Badka's Dad on the Destiny Guild Finder if you're interested in joining, and we can, just hit us up in game or whatever that way. But once we can get the Discord running, it'll be a lot easier to get people kind of connected. And even if just to chat about Ashes, even if you don't want to play Destiny, just whatever, just to come hang out. That would be pretty cool. Man, I don't know. I'm having fun with this game. Y'all have anything we want to leave with? Any last thoughts about Destiny?
We need to start making more videos again. We gotta stop playing Destiny.
Dude, that's the content creator paradox. You start making videos about games, but then you don't have time to actually play games.
True. It is true. Granted, you do all the technical work here, so you would know that. But I live vicariously through you, Tom, and yes, I see that paradox. I see it happen.
But that's why we've been so into Destiny, and I'm still playing some Guild Wars and stuff too. So it's like, do I choose to have fun? Because we do this out of a passion or a hot. This is kind of our creative outlet. Now that we're dads, after I've made 70 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for lunches in a week and went to 5 soccer practices, I'm like, do I want to make a video or play a game, to relieve some stress? So that's why we do it. We just like hanging out. We like talking about games. It's a cool thing.
What's cool is like what I want people to realize too that are listening to this and maybe thinking about joining the clan, like we all met, all of us right now, and everybody we've had aside from my brother-in-law Mikey and my cousin Rob, we have several other friends we met playing games. Yep. And Tom and I have been friends for over 10 years now, just playing games. I've known James for 6-7 years now, and we've, even though we haven't been playing the same game all the time, we always keep in touch. We're, I would consider us good friends, even though we've never met in person. I consider us, and everybody who's been on here, good friends. So gaming is a hobby, but at the same time, it is an outlet for a lot of us at this stage in our lives. And we've cultivated really good friendships on the way.
There's a comment that was left that stuck with me for a while. They put in one of the comments to one of our podcasts that it's cool that you just bring on your friends to do the podcast, because we've had so many people on, and I'm like, that's why we wanted to do it. I'm sure we could be trying to climb the ladder and go, get everyone, that we're not friends with or don't care about to be on the podcast. But I don't know. It's just been fun to bring friends on and kind of get everybody's opinion about stuff. But
for me, that's where the fun in gaming is, man. I know you guys probably did, but couch co-ops, those teenage years of just staying up late and playing games with your friends, those are some of my best memories. And to be able to do that now and with the kind of technology and games we have in today's day and age, it's awesome. And it's fun to still share and do a hobby with like-minded people.
So let's go, boomers. Yeah. Join the Discord. Let's get going. Yep. Join the clan. Yep. No,
come on, do it now. Do it. What's wrong with these people? Why aren't they joining? Stupid boomers.
You too can buy $100 gun.
Come on, do it.
Shoot rockets
and grenades, because sometimes you want to be erased. This is crazy.
James, thank you for coming on, man. We appreciate it.
Of course, man.
It's been
always
awesome.
A good time.
Thanks everybody for joining us. We're going to put out some more content soon. We're going to get back to the grind, but we've just been having too much fun playing games. But anyway, guys, thanks for joining us, man. We'll see y'all next time.
All right.
Peace.
All right. Yeah.